As we were singing these last two songs, I couldn't help but to remember an old friend of ours that has passed from this life out into eternity. Came from Assembly of God background, was a wonderful tenor singer, so sung in a number of quartets. And he made the statement several years after he had become a Christian. He says, "You know, I never really understood what I had missed all of my lives in the teachings that we get from singing these gospel hymns." And when you think about a statement, you can see why Paul said to the Ephesian brethren, that we were to sing with melody in our hearts to the Lord, that it teaches and admonishes us. But as we sung these two songs, just think what we talked about. There's a mansion over the hilltop. And when we understand that, as we've been reading, Abraham spent his whole life, 175 years, never having a piece of ground outside of what he thought to bury his family in. He was looking for, as the Hebrew writer said, a city whose builder and maker was God. You know, that's one of the hardest things that we have today. To convert people is to take their eyes out, away from the world and get it centered on the cross. And to get them to really see how short this life is and how what we worry about, sweat over, cry over, worry over is just really nothing when you consider the mansion over the hilltop. And then look at the last song that we were singing. When we begin to think about that mansion over the hilltop, we begin to think in our mind, how beautiful heaven must be. You see, if we could convince people to think like that and to really contemplate what a beautiful place that's going to be. Remember when Jesus left his disciples, he told them, he said, "I've got to go, and if I go, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I prepare a place for you, I'm coming back to get you." That helps us to get through the trials and the temptations of life when we think about how beautiful heaven must be. We read of a place called heaven. It's made for the pure and the free. These truths in God's Word have given us how beautiful heaven must be. Remember when we closed out the book of Revelation, we talked about that vision that John saw when he was caught up into the heavens, and he saw that new heaven and that new earth coming down from God. When we think about all the blessings that we have in store as New Testament Christians, it really makes us aware of the grace of God, mercy of God, the love of God, and to think about the fact that we're able to worship together like we do tonight, when we come together on the first day of the week, gather around the Lord's table, and remember His death, burial, and resurrection, and the sacrifice that He made, and that how that He's in our presence when we come together. You would think this building would be full of, but yet people are thinking there are other things more important to me, or they just really don't understand the value of what the Bible teaches about the good that can be accomplished when we come together. As we spend the rest of our week in prayer, not only do we need to be mindful of those among us that are sick, facing very serious surgery, but we need to remember our responsibility as individual Christians. Who can we reach in the audience this evening, meet the prayers of the congregation in any way, why not take the opportunity as Billy Lee?